Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Ram Goldar and then Mezekas Bab Metzia Daf Pei Gimel. The end of the sixth parak Hasochas Ha'umnin and beginning the seventh parak Hasochas Ha'polim. The seventh parak has been generously sponsored by Dr. Mrs. Marcel and Tammy Scheinman Lezecher Nishmas Yisrael Isser Ben Zion Ben Yaakov. May his neshama have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, porters once broke Rabbi Baruch Hanna's barrel of wine. He seized their cloaks as payment, but Rav told him to return them. When Rabbi asked if this is the halacha, Rav responded, yes, because the pasuk says, L'man teilech b'derech tovim, so that you go on the path of good people, meaning to act lifni mashuras adin. After he returned their cloaks, they told Rav they were poor people who worked all day and had nothing to eat. Rav instructed Rabbi Baruch Hanan to pay them their fee, and Rabbi asked if this is the halacha. Rav responded, yes, because the pasuk continues, Baruch tzedikin tishmor, and keep the ways of the righteous. Point number two, the seventh parak begins, Hasochas Ha'polim, if one hires day laborers, Ba'amar Hem Lahashkim La'ariv, and later tells them to rise early for work and stay until dark. If workers in that place are not accustomed to doing so, he cannot force them. The Gemara explains this is even if he's paying them extra. If the local custom is to feed workers, or even provide them with relish, he must follow the custom, as the Mishnah says, Hakol Kaminha Kamedina, everything follows the local custom. The Mishnah relates that Rabbi Yochanan ben Masya's son once hired workers for him and committed to provide them food. Rabbi Yochanan told his son, "Afili mata osalehem, kesuda shlomo v'shaito, even if you'll prepare a feast for them, like Shlomo in his time, you'll have not fulfilled your obligation because they're descendants of Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, and the meals served by Avram were even more elaborate than Shlomo's," as the Gemara explains. He instructed his son to tell them before they begin work that they are only entitled to bread and beans. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said this stipulation was unnecessary because all laws follow the local custom. And point number three, Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Shimon, once met an officer of the king charged with finding and arresting thieves who would be killed. When the officer admitted he had no system for identifying thieves and might be arresting innocent people, Rabbi Elazar told him to enter a diner in the morning and see if there's anyone dozing while drinking wine. He should inquire after them, and if there's no other explanation for his exhaustion, meaning a Torah scholar who wakes up early to learn or someone who begins work early, arrest them as a thief who steals at night. The palace heard about his advice and appointed Rabbi Elazar himself as the officer, and he began to arrest thieves. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karkam rebuked him sharply by handing over Hashem's people for execution, and Rabbi Elazar responded, "Kotzim ani mechal min hakerem, I am clearing thorns from the vineyard," meaning Jewish thieves. Rabbi Yeshua countered, "Yavo ba'al kerem yechal es kotzav, let the master of the vineyard come and clear his thorns himself." Once he arrested someone who spoke to him scornfully, and after the person was killed, despite Rabbi Elazar's attempts to save him, he was told that the person had had relations with a Na'am Arasa on Yom Kippur. Although he expressed relief, he proceeded to undergo a procedure to test his innocence. So once again, the three points are number one. The Gemara relates that porters once broke Rabbi Baruch Hanan's barrel of wine. He seized their cloaks as payment, but Rav told him to return them. When Rabbi asked if this is the halacha, Rav responded, yes, because the pasuk says, L'man teilech b'derech tovim, so that you go on the path of good people, meaning to act lifni mashuras adin. After he returned their cloaks, they told Rav they were poor people who worked all day and had nothing to eat. Rav instructed Rabbi Baruch Hanan to pay them their fee, and Rabbi asked if this is the halacha. Rav responded, yes, because the pasuk continues, Baruch tzedikin tishmor, and keep the ways of the righteous. Point number two, the seventh parak begins, Hasochas Ha'polim, if one hires day laborers, Ba'amar Hem Lahashkim La'ariv, and later tells them to rise early for work and stay until dark. If workers in that place are not accustomed to doing so, he cannot force them. The Gemara explains this is even if he's paying them extra. If the local custom is to feed workers, or even provide them with relish, he must follow the custom, as the Mishnah says, Hakol Kaminha Kamedina, everything follows the local custom. The Mishnah relates that Rabbi Yochanan ben Masya's son once hired workers for him and committed to provide them food. Rabbi Yochanan told his son, "Afili mata osalehem, kesuda shlomo v'shaito, even if you'll prepare a feast for them, like Shlomo in his time, you'll have not fulfilled your obligation because they're descendants of Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, and the meals served by Avram were even more elaborate than Shlomo's," as the Gemara explains. He instructed his son to tell them before they begin work that they are only entitled to bread and beans. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said this stipulation was unnecessary because all laws follow the local custom. And point number three, Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Shimon, once met an officer of the king charged with finding and arresting thieves who would be killed. When the officer admitted he had no system for identifying thieves and might be arresting innocent people, Rabbi Elazar told him to enter a diner in the morning and see if there's anyone dozing while drinking wine. He should inquire after them, and if there's no other explanation for his exhaustion, meaning a Torah scholar who wakes up early to learn or someone who begins work early, arrest them as a thief who steals at night. The palace heard about his advice and appointed Rabbi Elazar himself as the officer, and he began to arrest thieves. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karkam rebuked him sharply by handing over Hashem's people for execution, and Rabbi Elazar responded, "Kotzim ani mechal min hakerem, I am clearing thorns from the vineyard," meaning Jewish thieves. Rabbi Yeshua countered, "Yavo ba'al kerem yechal es kotzav, let the master of the vineyard come and clear his thorns himself." Once he arrested someone who spoke to him scornfully, and after the person was killed, despite Rabbi Elazar's attempts to save him, he was told that the person had had relations with a Na'am Arasa on Yom Kippur. Although he expressed relief, he proceeded to undergo a procedure to test his innocence. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Pei Gimel, and our standard Siman is a pogo stick. A pogo stick, so here goes. The boy on his pogo stick jumping down the path of good people, where poor porters were given back their cloaks despite breaking barrels of wine, and then passed where workers were given a feast greater than the one prepared for Shlomo Melch in his time, was surprised to find a rabbi arresting a thief. Once again, slow motion. The boy on his pogo stick, that must be more in Daf Pei Gimel. The boy on his pogo stick jumping down the path of good people, where poor porters were given back their cloaks despite breaking barrels of wine, which reminds us, the more relates that porters once broke Rabbi Bar Chanan's barrel of wine. He seized their cloaks as payment, but Rav told him to return them. When Rabbi asked if this is the halacha, Rav responded, yes, because the pasuk says, "Mantelach b'derek tovim," so that you go on the path of good people, meaning to act, lifnim mishur sedin. So the boy on his pogo stick jumping down the path of good people, where poor porters were given back their cloaks despite breaking barrels of wine, and then passed where workers were given a feast greater than the one prepared for Shlomo Melch in his time, which reminds us the seventh parak discusses day laborers hired without stipulating terms or with a commitment to feed them. The Mishnah relates that Rabbi Yochanan ben Matthias, his son, once hired workers for him and committed to provide them food. Rabbi Yochanan told his son that even if you prepare a feast for them like Shlomo in his time, you will have not fulfilled your obligation because they are descendants of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and the meals served by Avram were even more elaborate than Shlomo's. So the boy on his pogo stick jumping down the path of good people, where poor porters were given back their cloaks despite breaking barrels of wine, and then passed where workers were given a feast greater than the one prepared for Shlomo Melch in his time, was surprised to find a rabbi arresting a thief. Which reminds us, the Gemara relates how Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Shimon, came to be appointed to arrest thieves and what subsequently transpired. So once again, the boy on his pogo stick jumping down the path of good people, where poor porters were given back their cloaks despite breaking barrels of wine, and then passed where workers were given a feast greater than the one prepared for Shlomo Melch in his time, was surprised to find a rabbi arresting a thief. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf ein tes. So the symbol daf ein tes is an 8, a pen, and we often use a sofer with a quill. So here goes. The sofer whose donkey died midway on his way to the quill store. Sofer? Quill? That must be on daf ein tes. 8. The sofer whose donkey died midway on his way to the quill store and now had to pay for the distance traveled, which reminds us, Rav said that if someone rents a donkey to ride and it dies midway to his destination, the renter pays proportionally to the distance traveled and he has only complaints against the owner for renting him a weak donkey. The Gemara explains the cases where it is not common for him to find another donkey to rent, but he makes the partial payment since it's the cost he would have to pay to rent a donkey for that distance. So, the sofer whose donkey died midway on his way to the quill store, and now had to pay for the distance traveled, found himself next to a man who swam to shore after this boat he rented to transport this wine sank midway on his journey, which reminds us, in a braisa, Rabbi Nassan says that if one rents a boat to transport wine, but it sinks midway in his journey, im Nassan l'yitol, if he already paid even all of it, he cannot take it back. But if he did not yet pay, he doesn't pay. But Papa explains that the agreement was b'sfina zo b'yayin zeh, to rent this boat and transport this wine, both of which were lost. Since neither party can fulfill their part, whoever's trying to demand more money from the other loses. So the sofer whose donkey died midway on his way to the quill store and now had to pay for the distance traveled, found himself next to a man who swam to shore after this boat he rented to transport this wine sank midway on his journey. As another man loaded more cargo at the midway point onto the ship he rented and was told he would have to pay more. Which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa, Socha Sasfina, Uprakala Bachatzi Haderach. If one rents a boat to transport merchandise and unloads it midway through his journey, he pays the rental for half the journey, and the owner has only complaints against him. The Gemara eventually reinterprets the braisa to mean that he unloaded more cargo from the midway point into the ship. The braisa means he must also pay for half the journey for the additional cargo. The owner's complaint against the renter is explained two ways. Either because of changing from the intent of the owner whose journey was delayed because of the stop at the midway port, or number two, Lashua Yisera, because of the extra rope needed to guide the heavier boat into deeper water. Daf Pei, so the Siman Daf Pei is a painter. So here goes. The painter, that must be more on Daf Pei. The painter who just finished his painting called Two Men and a Broken Blade, featuring a cow with a broken blade plowing in a correct location, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Asokha sapar lacharosh bahar, vacharosh babika. If someone rents a cow to plow on a mountain, and instead he plowed with it in a valley, and the plow's blade broke, the renter is not responsible since it's even more likely to have broken on the rockier mountain. If he rented to plow in a valley and plowed on a mountain, he's liable for the broken blade, which may not have broken if he had kept terms. The Gemara discusses which worker is liable for the blade where plowing was done in the correct location. So the painter who just finished the painting called Two Men and a Broken Blade, featuring a cow with a broken blade plowing in a correct location, and was busy working on his next masterpiece called Donkey Down with a Lighter Load, depicting a donkey collapsing loaded with barley when it was rented to carry wheat, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one rented a donkey to carry wheat and loaded it with barley instead, which is lighter, he's liable for the donkey's injury. The same applies for loading with straw instead of grain, because the volume of lighter materials is as difficult for the donkey as weight. So the painter just finished his painting called Two Men and a Broken Blade, featuring a cow with a broken blade plowing in a correct location, and was busy working on his next masterpiece called Donkey Down with a Lighter Load, depicting a donkey collapsing loaded with barley when it was rented to carry wheat, told his client to take the painting he was commissioned to do and then bring him the money he owes him, making him only a Shomer Chinam, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states that all craftsmen have the status of a Shomer Sacher and teaches that once he tells the one who hired him, take that which is yours and bring the money you owe me, he's only responsible as a Shomer Chinam, since he's not holding the article as security for his pay by demanding payment before returning the item. Daf pay off. So the symbol daf pay off is a grandpa. So here goes. The grandpa, that must be more daf pay off. The grandpa who finished borrowing his friend's wheelchair and was now considered a Shomer Sachar, which reminds us, Rav Chisda taught that once a loan period ends, the borrower is no longer liable as a Shoel. The Gemara asks if he's still liable as a Shomer Sachar and responsible for theft and loss or not. Amemer says that logically he should still be liable as a Shomer Sachar and explains that since the borrower benefited from the owner's loan, he provides benefit to the owner by agreeing to be a Shomer Sachar until it's returned. So the grandpa who finished borrowing his friend's wheelchair and was now considered a Shomer Sachar did not believe the man who rented his donkey when he claimed that it died by the Bekod River when there was no water there, since everybody knows there is always water, which reminds us. The Gemara relates an incident in which a man rented his donkey to someone and warned him not to travel by the Bekod River where there is water which could endanger the donkey. Instead, he was told to take the Nearest Road where there was no water. The renter traveled by the Bekod River and the donkey died. When he returned, he admitted that he traveled by the Bekod River but claimed there was no water there and he should not be held responsible. Rava said, Malay Lashaka, what benefit is there for him to lie? But Abai disagreed. Malay Lashaka, but Makam Edim, lo Amrinan. We do not apply the principle of what benefit is there for him to lie, where there are witnesses contradicting his claim. Since it was known there was always water by the Bekod River, his claim is refuted. So the grandpa who finished borrowing his friend's wheelchair and was now considered a Shomer Sachar did not believe the man who rented out his donkey when he claimed that it died by the Bekod River when there was no water there, since everybody knows there is always water, and said to his elderly neighbor who asked if he could watch his package of medical supplies, put it down. Which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Pei Amud Beis taught that if one says, watch my article for me, and the other responds, Hanach Lefanai, put it down before me, he's accepting to be a Shomer Chinam. Rav Huna says that if he said, Hanach Lefanecha, put it down before you, he does not accept any responsibility. The Gemara asks, Hanach Stama, my, what is halach if he merely says, put it down without specifying? Does he mean to watch it or that the owner should watch it? Daf Pei Beis. So the Simon Daf Pei Beis is peanut butter. So here goes. The peanut farmer, that must be one Daf Pei Beis, peanut butter. The peanut farmer who didn't have to pay back the $1,000 loan when the lender lost the jar of peanut butter he gave to him. As a mashkon, which reminds us, Shmuel rules that if one lends 1,000 zuz and the borrower gives him the handle of a sickle as a mashkon, if the sickle handle was lost, the 1,000 zuz are lost because it was accepted as a mashkon against the entire loan. So the peanut farmer who didn't have to pay back the $1,000 loan when the lender lost the jar of peanut butter he gave to him as a mashkon, and then found out that a second lender had used the peanut butter maker he gave to him as a mashkon for his own purposes, making him a Shomer Chinam, which reminds us, the Gemara explains that the Brisa's case is b'malvat tzarich l'mashkon, where the lender needs to use the mashkon. Rav Akiva holds he's still doing a mitzvah and is a Shomer Sachar, but Rav Eliezer holds he's not doing a mitzvah because his intent in the loan is for his own benefit, and so is a Shomer Chinam. So the peanut farmer who didn't have to pay back the $1,000 loan when the lender lost the jar of peanut butter he gave to him as a mashkon, and then found out that a second lender had used the peanut butter maker he gave to him as a mashkon for his own purposes, making him a Shomer Chinam, saw the person who was transporting a barrel of peanut butter for him break the barrel, which would require him to swear he was not negligent, whether he was a Shomer Chinam or Shomer Sacher, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, HaMavir Chavis Mamakim Mamakim Shvara. If one moves a barrel from place to place and breaks it, the Tanakh says that whether he's a Shomer Kinim or Shomer Sacher, he swears and is Pater. Rebbe Eliezer agrees that his Rebbeim ruled this way, but said that he's astonished how each can swear and be exempt. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which deaf do we discuss what the din is if a Baal Bais is asked to watch an item and he responds, put it down? That's on daf. Payoff. Good. Number two, which of the one that we instructed in case of a partial sale of land to ensure that they'll not be able to retract, to write a shtar converting the remaining balance into a debt? That's on daf. Ein Zion. Good. Number three, which stuff to discuss what the din is in a case where a donkey dies midway in a journey? That's on daf. Ein Test. Good. Number four, which of the one Shmuel's ruling that if one lands 1,000 zuz and the borrower gives him the handle of a sickle as a mashkon and the sickle handle is lost, the 1,000 zuz are lost? That's on daf. Pebes. Good. Number five, which of the case of Hungaria where a rented animal is seized for the king's service and will not be returned? That's on daf. Ein Ches. Good. Number six, which stuff do we discuss what one is obligated to feed his day workers? That's on daf. Pei Gimel. Good. Number seven, which of the one that a shoal whose loan period ended remains a shomer sacher until the item is returned? That's on daf. Pay off. Good. Number eight, which stuff do the incident Rav Abba Rav Chanan where the porters broke his barrel of wine? That's on daf. Pei Gimel. Good. Number nine, which of the one who is responsible for breaking a plow's blade, the one holding the blade or the one directing the plow? That's on daf. Pei. Good. And number ten, which stuff do the incident Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon becoming appointed to arrest thieves? That's on daf. Pei Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.